Welcome to Shomar Shova Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sarim B'Yak HaShalom, and Le'ab HaSitzchuk. We're holding Yevomis Daf Tzadiches. The Gemara Mudala brings the story that the Ger told Ben Yassian. He said, B'Sav Salze Yoshav Rebbe Akiva. Akiva sat here in this bench. V'Omar Shnei Dvarim, he said two things. Ger Noise Eishes Ochiv Mi'imoy. A Ger can marry his sister-in-law, the wife of his brother, from his mother, meaning a maternal brother, meaning that we're saying, Yesh is Gai Kekodesh Shanoil Dami, and there's no relationship, there's no family connection between the two brothers that are Gerim. That's number one. And the second thing Rabbi Akiva said is, Vahidva Hashem Yoino Sheinis Lemoy. Akash Boruch spoke to Yoino the second time, Sheinis Dibra Imo Shechino, Shlishis Loi Dibra Imo Shechino. The Shechino spoke to him twice, and not three times. And that was a punishment to Yoino, that because Yoino tried to run away from his shlichus to go to give Nivu to Ninveh, Kshmuchu spoke to him only twice, not three times. The Toisis and the Marsha ask, we do find in the Novi that Kshmuchu spoke to Yoino a third time, when he spoke to him about the Kikoyim, he spoke to him about the tree that dried out. So Toisis and the Marsha give different answers, but then it's even the Memorim Mesodeh brings that the Medrash says, the different types of diburim that Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Novi, different type of levels of communication. And the highest level is dibur. Then there's lower levels. When Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Yoino the first two times, it says Loshon dibur, Vahi dvar Hashem al Yoino Shenis. There was dibur over here, there was a very high level of communication. But then Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Yoino about the Kikoyon, then it says Vayoyimer Hashem al Yoino. It says Loshon Amiro, not dibur. So meaning, that's what the Gemara says, that communication with Yoino was in the higher level of only two times, not a third time. Now, the obvious question that many of the Mefarshim bring is, what is the reason these two things come together? These two members of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Ger Shel Yisgai Kekodesh Shanoil Dami, and a one Ger can marry his sister-in-law. And another thing is that Yoino was spoken only twice, not a third time. What's the connection? So different clever connections are found in many of the Sifrei Achronim. I want to mention one which is brought here in the Iyun Yaakov, on the Yaakov, maybe with a little Tosefos. The Iyun Yaakov says the following. First, we go back to the Gemara Le'el Dav Memches. The Gemara there asks, why Gerim suffer today? So the Gemara says, because they didn't come so quickly to do Gerus. That's the first Mandamar. Says the Gemara, no, but Gerus is Gai Kodesh Shadal Adami. We don't care about what he did in the past. Says the Gemara, a different reason, that because they're doing only miyiro v'lo yimehava. Meaning, because they're not really doing because they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only because of the fear, so that's why they suffer, because they don't have that full connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in the Mechilto, in the Medrash, which brings our Gemara as well, the Medrash says, adds, that Yoino, what he did, he cared more about the children and not so much about the father, meaning he cared more about Am Yisrael than he cared about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to speak to Ninveh. He didn't want to go speak to Ninveh. Why didn't he want to go speak to Ninveh? The Chazal explained, because he was afraid that that will reflect bad on Am Yisrael. If Ninveh does tshuva, so Am Yisrael looks bad. They're not doing tshuva. Yoino cared so much about Am Yisrael, they didn't want to do the shlichus. Says the Yom Yaakov, so what did Yoino do wrong? I mean, at the end of the day, he's right. He wants to be a senator. He wants to protect Am Yisrael. As was Yom Yaakov, the mistake of Yoino was that Ninveh did not do a real tshuva. They only did tshuva because of the fear, but not a full connection of tshuva, not tshuva me'ava. And we know that because the Medrash says that 40 days later, they all went back. They went back and did something very wrong, and eventually Ninveh was nechrav. Ninveh, the nevuah of Yoino, was fulfilled eventually, as well down there for she wasn't something that went completely gone. So while Yoino is worried about Am Yisrael, because Bo tells Yoino, don't worry. You should not be worried. I know the Cheshbin. The tshuva of Ninveh will not affect Am Yisrael, because Am Yisrael do things me'avo, and Ninveh is doing only me'iro, and it's going to be only temporarily. Says the Yun Yaakov, now we understand the connection of the two pieces of the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva said, a ger can marry a sister-in-law, meaning ger shel yisgai er kekotet shnoi adam. So if so, according to Rabbi Akiva, why are gerim unim boilam hazeh? Why are they suffering? Ger shel yisgai er kekotet shnoi adam. You have to say the next answer of the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches, because they're doing it only Meir v'lo Me'ava. Meaning the fact that Geirim suffer in this world shows that doing things Meir and not Me'ava doesn't work great, it's lacking, it's missing something. If that's the case, so Yimei Yoina shouldn't be afraid of Anshe Ninve. He should have relied on the fact that Ninve will do it only Meiro, and Yimei will reflect back at Bad and Amisol. That's the reason Akash Boko spoke to Yoina only twice, not three times. Because even though Yoina had the good intention, he wanted to protect Amisol, but his Cheshbon was wrong, because Amisol will be protected in any case. Because Yiro is not the same level of Ava as we see from the fact that Geshen is Gai Kekoyte Chenoyel Dami, and they're still suffering. That shows the Yiro doesn't work. That's what Yoina should have relied on. That's the Tainan Yoina. That's why Akash Boko did not speak to him a third time. That's the connection according to the Iyun Yankov. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.